Greatest gift that you could give anybody in your life is the gift of time. Boot Barn, share the West. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now, I feel a little more at home. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Back here in Cabot, ready for the fourth quarter of action here on this late night. Here in Cabot, almost closing in on 9:30. We had an hour and a half delay for a tornado warning here in Lone Oak County, where Cabot's at, so we had to take shelter. So we were literally about to do the starting lineups, and then we got that warning and had to take us a little break and take shelter. The only thing close I've seen to that happening is we had a power outage when I was still in school. We played Jonesboro, and the power went out in the middle of the game. And I think they had a tornado. We were playing Sylvan Hills, and that was when it tore through Gasville.
Yes.
It's the only time I remember something like that. Norcross with the ball. Lady Bombers with possession to start out. 7:45 left in the ball game. Mullen directing traffic, tells Norcross to get to the opposite block. Gets a screen from Waymeyer. Bounces it into Waymeyer. Waymeyer on the block, and a whistle and a foul is called.
It's a really good job by Lauren getting position down there on the block.
I tell you, that's one thing she's really improved is her ability to get position.
Yes.
You know, recently. Mullen will throw it into Norcross. Norcross looking. Met by Court. Trying to hand it off to Mullen. Can't get it there, but the ball is stolen. Picked up by Pulaski Academy. Riley Smith driving. Good job by Mullen to get back. Tipped it away, and Husky comes up with it. We have a whistle and a foul, and it's going to go against number 30, Taylor Hernandez of PA. What a great – that's three times now Cameron Mullen's busted her butt to get back.
Cameron is always – she's
perfected, got one gear.
She's perfected that move coming in and stripping the ball.
Uh-huh.
She's always been able to do that.
Husky with it now, picks up her dribble. About a minute into this fourth quarter, Lady Bombers trailing by four. Rucker driving, pulls it back out, met by Court. Now she's going to go back in with the left hand off the window. Good. Looked like it hit the back of the iron, but it fell in.
Great job. The lead's
down by two.
Great move by Amelia.
She has been so much improved from last year. She was still good last year, but she's taken a couple big steps this year.
She really went to work in the offseason and spent a lot of time in the gym, and, yes, she's improved a ton.
Gadberry with it now, top of the key. Hernandez, a three, got it. Tell you, that's almost automatic, especially when she's got that much time. She's hit a three in every quarter so far. She's got 14 points. Mullen pushing ahead one-on-one. Scoop shot is missed, but she'll shoot a pair of free throws.
I'm not sure how we're losing number 30. She is definitely automatic.
That should be the first giveaway. She's wearing number 30. I know a guy that wears number 30.
That's exactly right. Well, actually, I thought you were going to say me because I wore number 30
in high school.
Well,
that too. But I'm talking about Stephen Curry and you. But you're a little before my time, though. So Mullen's first free throw is good as Emma Wilbur steps back in along with Kate Jackson with four fouls. You wore a bucket, though. I'll give you credit.
Yes, Dylan, I was a bucket. Still am.
You're right. I saw it in the alumni game. The second free throw's good. Still a little left in the tank there. I noticed in that alumni game down crunch time, you weren't on the floor, so that kind of concerned me. So 6:15 left in the ball game. Lady Bombers trail by three, but almost stolen by Mullen. Now it's down to Gadberry. Gadberry's jumper's good. And now it's back to five. 37-32, our score. Husky driving with the left hand. 6 minutes left. Bounce to Jackson. Jackson over to Mullen. Trying to feed it inside to Wilbur. Wilbur with two girls on her kicks it back out, but there's a whistle and a foul is called.
It's a great catch by Emma. She had two people around her. Great catch.
Tell you one thing that's really underrated about her, she's a really good athlete.
Great athlete.
She's a starter for our volleyball team this year. She's running something in track or something like that. And a whistle and a jump ball. And it'll go back to Pulaski Academy. Approaching 9:30 here, local time. 5:45 left in the ball game. Been a good one so far. Lady Bombers do trail by 5. Gadberry, couple crossover dribbles. Taya Mullen playing great defense on her. Directing traffic now to the far side. Hernandez. Hey, Hernandez, darn near half of their points. James now. Back to Gadberry. Gadberry between the circles, guarded by Mullen. Mullen has her heels about on the three-point line. Swung to the left corner, Court. Court against Jackson. Court along the baseline. Little 8-foot jumper, short, rebounded by Mountain Home.
Great job by Kate defensively, and that's why she needs to be in the game.
Mullen got away with it. Looked like a travel almost, and a whistle and a foul. Head to Kate Jackson, and she'll shoot a couple free throws. It almost looked like we got away with one there.
Yeah. Kate is defensively making it really hard on the court. Is it Jaden?
Yeah, Jaden.
Jaden Court. Jaden is a really good player.
Yes.
Played at Russellville last year, gave us fits.
Oh, yeah.
And Kate's doing a great job.
You know, all conference, I believe all state. And not sure what the stoppage was.
I think they were just making sure that Kate hit the ground pretty hard on the foul.
First free throw by Jackson falls in. Of course she's good. She's tough. Tough as nails like a lot of our Lady Bombers are. Second one by Jackson. In and out. Court picks up the rebound. Lead is cut down to 4. Couldn't cut it to a one-possession game. Smith out to the corner. Hernandez wide open for 3. Got it. Her 5th 3 of the ball game. And the lead is back up to 7 points. Biggest lead of the game for PA. Mullen pulls up for 3. Top of the key. Responds right back. And it's a 4-point game, a whistle and a timeout. Coach Leonard wants to set the defense and talk it over real quick. We're going to take a short little break. Come back, bring you the rest of the action. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits, 101.7, and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Across the state of Arkansas, Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville join you in cheering on our favorite teams. We applaud that extra effort that makes our schools and activities an important part of our communities more now than ever. Working as a team to make our communities better by helping you reach your goals, that's what happens at Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, home of Me Banking. Member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their 4 highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours at Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Back here in Cabot, Lady Bombers in a dogfight right now, trailing 40-36. Coach Leonard fresh out of the timeout. Going to go with the lineup of Wilbur, Mullen, Rucker, Husky, and Jackson. Jackson playing with 4 fouls, excuse me.
Looks like we're picking them up in a full court man.
Ball got tipped away. And it's going to stay with Pulaski Academy. Lady Bombers ramping up the pressure, you're right. 40-36 our score, 4:29 left in the ball game. Ball's inbounded right back to Hernandez, met by Rucker. Hernandez over to Gadberry. Gadberry across the timeline, splits the double team, kicks it out to Court. Court in the far corner. Now she'll center the basketball against Jackson, playing with 4 fouls. Halfway through this 4th quarter of action, Lady Bombers down 4. Need a big stop here. Court's going to go. A couple hesitation moves. Kicks it out to the corner. Gadberry driving towards the middle. Over to Hernandez. Hit 5 threes so far in this game. She's got 17 tonight. Rucker tried to go for the steal. Missed it. Now it's to Gadberry. Gadberry driving. Hand off to Smith. On the near side. Driving along the baseline's Hernandez. Hernandez back to Court. Top of the key. Good defensive possession by the Lady Bombers here. Court hesitation move with the right hand, kicks it out.
Somewhat of a delay game.
PA with it now still. Gadberry wasted about a minute of time here. Couple crossover dribbles against Mullen. Now they're going to go trap. Now Smith along the baseline, a whistle and a foul. Stops the clock, but it does give you a chance to get the ball back. Riley Smith will go to the free throw line. She's 2 of 2 from the free throw line. 6 points so far for her. Riley Smith, one of the 8 seniors on this team, hits the first free throw. She'll get the second one now. 5-point game. Lady Bombers trail 41-36. The second free throw, good. 6-point lead, 42-36 now. Mullen across the half-court stripe, hands it off to Rucker.
It's like we're running a hit maybe to Amelia.
Rucker to the left side, Husky. Husky, tell you what, Court was sitting right on it. They tried to set an elevator screen for Rucker. But Husky picks it up, bounce pass to Waymire off the window, good, and the lead's cut down to 4.
Great find by Parker, and a great finish by Lauren.
Hernandez met by a trap right at the half-court stripe, but they'll get it right to Gadberry. 42-38 our score. Lauren Waymire with 4 points so far, and a whistle and an offensive foul. He pointed the other way.
Not sure what his mechanics were.
Well, it's going to send – that's Waymire's second foul. So it's going to result in free throws for Pulaski Academy. First free throw is good. Riley Smith, 5 of 5 from the line so far. 43-38 pending this free throw. Second one, also good. She's 6 of 6 at the line. Lady Bombers with the ball. 2.5 left in the ball game. Mullen with it. On the right side of the floor, right in front of the Lady Bomber bench. Mullen. Back to Husky. To Mullen. On the volleyball line. Tried to get it to Jackson in the corner, but it got knocked out of bounds. Gadberry got a hand on it. 2:14 left in this ball game. Rucker will throw in. Right in front of the Lady Bomber bench. 2:14 left in the ball game. Rucker looking, gets it into Mullen. Mullen looking. PA in man-to-man defense. Jackson on the right wing. Right in front of the Lady Bomber bench to Husky, or excuse me, to Rucker around the screen. Back top of the key to Mullen. Under 2 now.
Just like basketball,
the
life presents
it. Mullen's going to go, lost the handle, picked up by PA. Hernandez ahead to Smith. Smith driving one-on-one, throws it off the window, good. And the lead's back to 8. Riley Smith with the layup, and Coach Leonard wants to call timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Use a smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Well, we're back here in Cabot. They're closing out the timeout here. Coach Treadway talking to his girls on the floor. Coach Leonard has his over in the huddle. So Lady Bombers will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Coach Leonard giving final instructions to his squad. He's down to 1 timeout left in the game. PA still has all 5. As we're ready to go here, Lady Bombers will have the basketball. 1:42 left in the ball game. Husky will throw in right to Mullen.
We definitely need a good offensive possession right
yes.
here.
No extended pressure by PA. Mullen across the timeline on the volleyball stripe now. Dribbles to her right. He's looking for Rucker, but he'll send her through. Mullen now. Husky between the circles. Minute and a half left. Husky looking to her left. Back crossover to her right. Hand off to Rucker. Tried to hand it off. Gives it back to Mullen. 80 seconds left in the game. Mullen driving. Met by a double team. A whistle. And they're going to call a foul, I believe.
I think Cameron will be going to the line.
Yes, she will. She'll be shooting a 1-1. So it sends Cameron Mullen to the free throw line. Foul was on Gadberry. Be her third foul. Free throw's good. She'll get the second one. Cameron Mullen, 5 of 5 from the free throw line tonight so far. She's got 9 points. Officials are talking about something, but they finally give her the ball for the second free throw, which is up on the way good. And leads down to 6. Lady Bombers extending pressure here. And a whistle.
Timeout.
And a timeout is called. So we're going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Back here in Cabot, Lady Bombers will start on defense. Minute 13 left in the ball game. Lady Bombers extending pressure here. They'll have Court throw it in for Pulaski Academy. PA up 46-40, minute 13 left in the game. Court to throw in. Court looking for the long ball, throws it deep ahead. Riley Smith behind the defense, gets the layup, missed the layup, and it gets knocked out of bounds. Mountain Home gets it back.
Got a huge break right there.
That is the second time, though, that she's gotten behind our defense. She got in the end of the third quarter. That's twice we got lucky. But sometimes rather be lucky than good. So Annie Norcross will step back in, replacing Emma Wilbur. It's Norcross, Jackson, Rucker, Mullen, and Husky, the 5 out there for Mountain Home. Minute 5 left in the ball game. Mullen now to the right side. Husky met by Court. Under a minute now. Husky driving along the baseline. Shot is blocked, but it'll go out of bounds. Last touched by Jaden Court, and it'll stay with Mountain Home. So looks like Annie's going to throw it in. 55.6 left in the game. Annie looking. One timeout left for Mountain Home to the corner. Husky got tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Mountain Home. It's going to be inbounded on the sideline now. Only 0.4 seconds shaved off of there. So ball be thrown in on the sideline. 46-40 our score. Norcross will throw in on the sideline to Mullen on the right wing. To Norcross on the right block. Norcross going to work, kicks it back out. Mullen, hesitation, goes to the right. Shot is an air ball, and it's rebounded by Pulaski Academy. Pushing ahead, a whistle, and a foul is called. It's going to send Estella Gadberry to the free throw line. 1 of 2 so far tonight. She's got 3 points. Annie Norcross tapped with the foul. It'll be her third foul. So it's going to send Estella Gadberry to the line. And we have a whistle and a timeout is called. They're going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7 and watching live on the Bomber Sports Network.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Back here in Cabot, going to be a pair of free throws for Gadberry. Only got 3 points on the night.
Still plenty of time.
Absolutely. 42.1 left. First free throw good. Makes it a three-possession game.
She has a funny release on her shot.
It goes in.
It does, but.
I saw her yesterday. She hit 3-4-3, so it works.
Yep.
She hit both free throws. 48-40, Mountain Home trailing. Mullen pushing the tempo. Mullen driving off the window, long. Norcross the rebound, but there's a whistle and a foul. It's going to be a pair of free throws for Annie Norcross.
Annie did a good job of crashing and going and getting that offensive rebound.
Yes. So Norcross will be at the free throw line, shooting a pair. Only 2 points tonight. As the free throw is good, she'll have the second one. Lady Bombers only missing one free throw so far. They are 9 of 10 from the line. I just had to say something, didn't I? Misses the second free throw, make it 9 of 11. PA comes up with the ball, thrown ahead down the sideline to Smith. And a whistle and a foul. They're going to foul Hernandez. I knew as soon as I started to say something about how good we were
always
shooting, happens. We were going to miss one. So Norcross picks up the foul. It'll be her fourth foul. So her, Rucker, Jackson, and Husky all have four fouls currently. 24.9 remaining in the ball game. First free throw is missed. They're in the double bonus, so she'll have the second free throw. 48-41 our score. 24.9 remaining. Second free throw is also missed. Missed it short. Mullen with the basketball, pushing ahead, crossed the half-court stripe, driving through traffic. Almost lost the handle, a whistle, and it got knocked out of her hands, but she knocked it out first, and it's going to go back to PA. 18.2 left in the ballgame. Court will throw in. Court into Hernandez. Hernandez crossed the half-court stripe. Nobody's got to her yet. Thrown ahead. Bounce pass to Smith off the window. Good. 50-41. Husky into Rucker. Down to 5 seconds, to four, three. Rucker driving inside, gets the bucket to go, but the Lady Bombers come up short tonight. They lose 52-43 in day number two of the Cabot Christmas Classic. We're going to take a short little break, bring you the postgame show. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball Classic Hits, 101.7. Final score, Pulaski Academy 50, Mountain Home 43.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services.